from the outside, the road to success always seems so easy, right? People say, yeah, he already has a successful business. What does he know? Like, what kind of problems does he have? But the reality is that it's never like, I want to go from here to there and it's easy. No, it's actually not easy at all. There's a lot of hurdles in the way, a lot of bumps in the road. And that's why I think it's important to stress out or to sort of point out the five biggest lessons that I've learned over the last 15 years as an online entrepreneur that got me from zero to where I am today. So just in case we haven't met before, my name is Wilker de Kraai and I'm an online entrepreneur from the Netherlands, as you can probably tell by my terrible accent. I apologize for that. But I've been working online for over a decade now as an online entrepreneur. And during that time, I've started various businesses, I've sold various businesses, and we acquired tens of thousands of customers worldwide through online marketing. Now, I don't want this to be about me. I want this to be about you. I want to show you how you can grow your business. So let's just dive into it. First, let me tell you a quick story of how I got started online. So I was 16 years old. It was back in 2002, which in online terms is like ages ago, right? And this is actually a funny story. At least a lot of people seem to like this story. Anyway, so I was 16 years old, 2002 it was. And at that time, the movie The Matrix was super popular here. And in that movie, every character had their own pair of sunglasses, right? And being a 16-year-old boy, I wanted to have one of those as well. But here in the Netherlands, they were nowhere to be found. So I went looking online and I found a company in the United States, which for me was the other side of the world, right? Who actually sold those sunglasses. So I figured, hey, if they're not being sold here in the Netherlands, but they are in the US, then maybe there are other people like me who want to have those sunglasses. So let's try to sell them, right? Now, I was 16 years old, like I said, so I didn't have any money. So I couldn't just say, well, I'm gonna buy those sunglasses and then I'm gonna sell them online or sell them anywhere because I didn't have the money to actually buy them, right? So what I did was I put up an ad online. And I told people like, hey, you can buy these sunglasses with me. You'll have to pay me first. Then after a while, I'll have like a month of order period. Then after, at the end of the month, I'll do an order in the US. Then I have to wait 2 months in order for those sunglasses to go back to me because of the shipment time by sea. And then after those 2 months, I'll send you your sunglasses. So they'll have to put their trust with me. They'll have to send me their money and then wait for like 3 months before they would get their sunglasses back. Now, the thing is that I was expecting to sell a couple of sunglasses so I would maybe have my sunglasses for free, right? Now, what actually happened is that we actually did 17, or I say we, but I mean me and my parents. I did actually 17,000 euros worth of sunglasses, of sunglasses that are 6 euros each. So the whole house was filled with sunglasses, which is another story actually. So we sold 17,000 euros worth of sunglasses being a 16-year-old kid. And while I was setting this all of this up, I didn't even tell my parents yet, right? So at some point I needed to say to my parents, hey, listen, like I just received 17,000 euros worth of sunglasses and I need to send that over to the US in order, you know, hoping that I will then get a box of sunglasses back instead of a box filled with stones, for example. Now, at this point, online shopping wasn't a thing yet. Like, it wasn't big, especially for my parents who are pretty much old fashioned. They're both farmers. I used to live in the countryside. So they were not happy, but they're also entrepreneurs. So they supported me and they said, all right, sure, we'll do it. You know, we're going to wire that money and we're just going to put the trust there. And if this goes south, so be it. We'll just have a go for it. And everything went right. Everything went really well. And at the end, I learned tons of lessons. I didn't make any money out of it, any profit out of it because of something I did not foresee. That's once again, another story. But the most important thing is that, and that's the main lesson I want to share with this story, is that you gotta solve a problem. Like, if your business doesn't solve a problem, you're making it too hard for yourself. Like, I stumbled on the problem that people wanted to have these sunglasses, but they were nowhere to be found in the Netherlands. So by getting them to the Netherlands, I solved a problem. That's really the first lesson that I want to give to you. Make sure your business solves real problems. So for the following years, I kept doing e-commerce by importing all kinds of products from all over the world and selling them here in the Netherlands. And I realized that my passion wasn't really with making all those packages or with the customer support or all of that, but my passion really was with online marketing. So I started looking online to see what I can do with that, like, right? And I stumbled upon Google AdSense and a whole new world opened up for me. I mean, you can actually make money if people click on your ad. Well, apparently, yeah. So what I started doing a lot was I started creating a lot of websites and I started ranking them in Google, right? I was doing a lot of SEO. And all I did was on those websites were filled with Google AdSense banners. And it went really, really well. I mean, I'm not a big fan of sharing numbers. As some people do, that's fine. I'm not a big fan of it. But even in today's standards, I was doing really, really well. I was the king of the world, at least that's how I felt. And then at some point, boom, like my AdSense account got shut down because apparently you can only have 3 AdSense banners and I had like 5 or 6 on every page, which is me being silly, my own mistake. But I went from doing really, really well to absolutely 0, literally overnight. So I started thinking first I started crying, but after I started thinking, what can I do? And I realized that I was relying just on Google AdSense. So I figured, I'm gonna do affiliate marketing, not the kind of info marketing products or anything like that, but like real tangible products here in the Netherlands, like holidays or mobile phones or mortgages or anything like that. So instead of focusing on Google AdSense being my monetization strategy, I had a bunch of affiliate networks. So my idea was like, if one of them stops or one of them, you know, doesn't want me anymore or one of them goes bankrupt or whatever, no problem at all. So you'd think I was safe, right? Well, guess what? Like 99%, pretty much all my traffic at this point, I stopped doing SEO and I started doing a lot of Google AdWords. So 99% of my traffic was from Google AdWords. Guess what? Boom, there was a new quality score update. Basically, long story short, all my traffic dried up literally overnight again. So I was once again back to square one. And I was doing really, really well. This took me a couple of years, a couple of years after the AdSense incident. So I was doing really well, back to zero, literally overnight, once again, round two. So that really taught me a really, really important lesson. I think maybe even one of the most important ones is that never rely on one source or one thing in your business. Always have a backup. No matter whether it's a traffic source, your service, your email company, whatever it is, always have a backup in place. Never rely on one source for any part of your business. So when the AdWords slap happened, I was fully focused on getting my master's degrees on marketing management. So I decided to first finish what I started, first get my degree, and then start a new business from scratch. So that's what I did. So after half a year, when I got my degree, I said to myself, hey, I'm going to a new environment and I give myself 6 months to start a new business from scratch. So I went to Sydney in Australia, which by the way is my favorite city of all. I love to travel, love meeting new people, but that's another story. So I went to Sydney, Australia. I hired an office in downtown city center, and I said to myself, hey, I'm gonna start a new goal, a new business, and I have the goal of getting X amount of dollars every single month. So it was really just about how much money would I make, right? And I had like an exact figure in my mind that I wanted to hit. So I went there and I went full of energy, new environment, new everything. And I had the experience, right? I started various businesses in the past, which were really successful. So I can do this, right? I'm gonna crush it. So I started working and one month went by, 2, 3, 4, and I went nowhere. And I don't mean nowhere as in I'm not hitting my goals. No, nowhere as in not a single dollar made, like not at all. So I was, to be honest, I was in an awesome country, but I was feeling down. I was feeling desperate and I had no idea what to do. So I'm not sure why, but at some point I started a side project, which wasn't focused at making any money at all. I was doing a lot of Facebook marketing at the time, or at least learning about it. And I realized there was a gap in the marketplace. So I hired someone from Odesk to build me a plugin, which was called WordPress for Facebook at the time. So I gave it away for free. Just enter your email address and that's it. Here it is. You just go download it. And after a while, like this was a side project. It was not like this was not business for me, right? It was just like something for fun outside of the stuff that I was doing to make money. So I gave that plugin away for free. People started opting into my email list. And after a while, I started looking at the numbers. And I'm like, hey, there's a couple thousand people who signed up to download this free plugin. Why? Maybe I should do something with that. So I hired the same guy again, and he built me WordPress for Facebook Pro, which was like a better, even better version. And this was around the end, like literally at the end of this 6 month period that I gave myself. And still I had nothing to show for it. Nothing went how I was hoping it would go. So I remember there was this last week in the office, like literally the last week I hired the office, because right after the weekend I would fly back home to the Netherlands. And that last week I went crazy because I wanted to finish that plugin and all the sales page and all of that week, so I can send that out to that email list. And I had no idea how to sell something by email, right? I've just been working. And that last Friday night, we were going with some friends. We would have like a goodbye party, you know. A goodbye party and all of that, with a barbecue and all Aussie style. And just before I closed down my laptop, I was done. Like the sales page was ready, everything was done. I press send. I literally press send on the email to let all those people who opted in before, letting them know, hey, here's the pro version of what you downloaded first. You know, here you had the free version, but here's a pro version, and you can buy it, right, if you want. So I hit send, and then I was taking some stuff from my desk and put it in my bag, and I looked at my laptop and it was ping, 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 orders came in, and I was like super excited. And I mean, that night I went out with my friends to celebrate, you know, the last night together, because I was going back home after. And that night, oh, I was checking my phone, and I made more than that half a year combined in total. So I was amazed, and that really taught me a super valuable lesson. And that said, you should always lead with give value first and then reap the rewards after that. Don't just try to make money. Don't go for a monetary goal, because money is nonsense. You shouldn't just focus on making money, because that's insane. Focus on giving value first, and then the rest will follow. And that's really the biggest lesson I learned from that. Like all the things I did just to make more money didn't work. And as soon as I started providing value, just give value away for free, that's when everything changed. So that's really the big lesson that I want to share with this one. So after I got back home, I treated that part of the business, that plugin selling business, as my core business. And I was working on that for a couple of years, until I got an email from this company that I never even heard of before. But they were an investment company, basically. And they wanted to buy the whole company. They wanted to buy it all. And I have sold various smaller companies in the past, but never something like this. Never something like this big, right? So there was a lot of thinking, a lot of consideration, a lot of going back and forth, and it was a long, stressful process actually. But at the end of the day, we made a deal, and they bought the whole company, right? So including the staff, same people, the whole product, everything in the business was theirs, except for my time, basically. And after a couple of months, I kept checking them in. I kept checking how they were doing, because it still felt like my baby, right? Even though it was theirs, but it felt like my baby. And I was looking at, hey, how are they doing? And everything went south. Like, I had the same team, same product, like an awesome product. What went wrong? What happened? And I started talking to some of our previous customers, who were now their customers, and they told me that their customer support sucks. Excuse my friends, but they did not treat their customers with the respect they deserved, right? And that really reminded me of a really valuable lesson, is that you should always treat your customers with the respect they deserve, and really care about your product the same way as you care about yourself, basically. If you really care about your customers and they feel that, they know it, then it's one of the easiest way to stand out. People remind that. People love a good customer support, and people love, you know, being treated fairly. So whatever you do, really care about your customers, and you'll stand out right away. So all of this happened a few years ago, and once again, I was able to start a new business from scratch. And this time though, I didn't want to spend a couple of years building it to get to the same point where I used to be. So I knew I had to change something, right? And up to this point, I always hired people for the things that I couldn't do myself. So I hired developers on a project basis. I hired graphic designers on a project basis, but that was about it. Like everything I could do myself, I just do myself, because I've always been this control freak. Like, I want to do it this way, my way, right? And at this point, it was time for me to let that go, basically. So I started hiring more people to grow the company, to help me grow the company faster than I could do on my own. And that really, like, before, when I started doing that, it was super scary. Like, I told them to do this, and they did it their own way and not my way. And I was like, oh, no, you should do it differently. And so there was definitely some things that I needed to learn in that process. But at the end, in the end of the day, like, I could have never grown my business this far on my own, like, never, ever. So, like, right now, for example, our business is like 15 people on a full-time basis, plus various people on a project or like a freelance basis. And like, I'm super grateful for my team. Like, they're the best, and they do things much better than I can. And yeah, like, I would have never been able to grow the business this big without those people. So this is like the fifth big lesson that I want to share with you, is don't try to do it yourself. Get people to help you out. So there you have it, the five things that helped me grow my business to where it is today. Make sure to solve problems. Never ever rely on just one thing in your business. Give away value first, then reap the rewards. Care about your customers. Don't try to do it all by yourself. I hope this helps, and I hope it inspires you. If you've been following me for a while, then you know that usually I send out the actionable advice, right? The nitty-gritty of online marketing to help you grow your business. Now, this time though, I really wanted to focus on these five critical elements, because I can tell you everything I know about driving traffic. I mean, we've sent millions and millions and millions of people through our funnels using pretty much every traffic source there is available, right? But I can show and teach you all of that. But it wouldn't matter if you don't have these five critical elements in place in your business. And that's why I'm really shooting this video here for you today. So once again, I hope it helps, and I hope you have an awesome day. Cheers. Bye-bye.